Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Your Network of Praise, this is Carlene Prince, and I am joined by a newer friend. I got to talk to him for the first time a couple of months ago. Andrew Irwin is on the phone with us, director of the movie I Still Believe. Welcome, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Carlene. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's always fun to do the interviews with you guys.
Ah, thank you. We so appreciate that. I remember when I ended the interview with you a couple of months ago, we were all excited. I Still Believe was gearing up to be released in the theaters just a couple of days after we aired that. And I said to you at the close of the interview, I hope I get to talk to you again soon. And I expected that I would eventually, but I didn't realize just how soon it would be. None of us knew at that time the topsy-turvy world events that were going to go on. And my heart bled for you guys. There was so much anticipation about this film coming into the theaters. And it was kind of a short-lived thing because theaters across the nation started closing down, of course. So my first question is, how are you doing? Because if I were you, I'd be a little disappointed. Even knowing that God can still work in this, it would be a bummer for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a wild time to release a movie. You know, things just kind of turned so quickly as far as how serious the pandemic became. And on Wednesday, we went into the Nashville premiere of the film. And when we went in, we were trending up, and it looked like we could possibly win the entire weekend. And KJ had just done The Tonight Show, and it was really a lot of excitement and anticipation that led to, by the end of that screening, though, we came out 3 hours later, and the NBA had shut down the season. Tom Hanks had contracted the virus, and it had been declared a pandemic. And we just were scratching our heads. So that weekend, we had a first number one Friday. We actually beat the Pixar movie that Friday. Mm. And by Monday, the theaters had started shutting down. So, you know, it definitely left us kind of with our heads spinning, saying, how do you address something like this?
Right.
So we just kind of caught our breath, and then we talked to Lionsgate, and they came up with a plan of how to get it out on VOD early, and so we did the VOD release so everybody could rent it at home, and that was really helpful to get it out to the fans quickly. But it's definitely been, for everybody across the board, it's been an interesting season of how to adjust to this kind of new world.
No doubt. Well, it's just amazing to think how quickly it happened. I can't imagine for you guys, as you said, within a three-hour time slot coming out to such surreal news. And I think all of us, when the news was starting to come out, kind of didn't exactly know how this was going to go. And then you look at the title of this film, Andy, and it's so prophetic. I mean, who knew? It's just amazing what God does behind these scenes, because he's so beautifully and kindly sovereign, and he is not taken by surprise, even when we are. So one of the reasons we're talking today is I'm guessing this process has sped up. The exciting news is that I Still Believe is going to be coming out on DVD and Blu-ray on May 5th, so we're excited to announce that to our audience. But talk to us about what is it that maybe is even more profound about this film now that we've seen world events take place in the last couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, you said it so well. I think that, you know, the whole process has just elicited a craving for hope. Mm-hmm. I think people are craving hope right now more than ever before, and something to believe in. And the story of I Still Believe is a beautiful love story, but it's a love story that involves a lot of the struggle and where is God in the hard times in life. Because of Melissa's diagnosis with cancer and the journey there, it was a battle. And I think that there's a beautiful scene with Gary Sinise towards the end of the film where he plays Jeremy's father, and he comes in and starts talking to Jeremy, and Jeremy's trying to wrap his head around where is God and all this disappointment. And there's a moment where he says, "Son, my life is full, not in spite of the disappointments, but because of them." And to see that God takes the hard things in life and the things that are painful to go through, and he redeems them for something beautiful and turns them into hope and a future. you know, is something that people are craving right now. And so, you know, I pray that my film, that our film does some good right now, that people would find hope in this story.
Yeah. Have you already seen that when you guys pushed for an earlier digital release to be able to rent it?
Yeah, it was, we released it on VOD right as kind of the height of the pandemic was you know, escalating. And, you know, it just was so amazing to see kind of the letters kind of pour in of people were craving something to believe in. And, you know, I think it was the perfect environment. And I said to, you know, someone here at the studio, I was like, I feel like hope just became a little bit more attractive. So I just, it was exciting to kind of see.
That's so amazing. So amazing. Well, I think most people know the synopsis of this story, and you kind of mentioned it briefly, but this is a true life chapter out of musician and Christian artist Jeremy Camp's life. Tell us again a little bit of the storyline.
Yeah, Carolina, the story is Jeremy Camp is a Christian music artist, had a long career, and it's the story of him in college. And his college kind of sweetheart, Melissa, and their love story. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful love story of how they found each other. And in the midst of that, she finds out that she has stage 3C cancer. And the prognosis doesn't look good. And he chooses to walk through the fire with her and decides to marry her. And it's just their beautiful journey together of her trying to believe that she's going to be healed, and that journey through that fire together, and beautifully portrayed by KJ Apa and Britt Robertson, mm-hmm. two young actors that I'm so proud of. And then Gary Sinise and Shania Twain play his parents, and it's just a great cast top to bottom. But it's just a story of love, of loss, and of hope. And I think that's something that people are really resonating with.
Well, I totally agree with you. I love the word choice that you used when you said people are craving hope right now. I think that's always true in a world that's fallen and broken, but never before have some of these concepts and tenets of our faith become so alive. It's just, I've talked several times with people on the air and off the air how some of the scriptures that I have grounded my life in for years all of a sudden have a fresh flavor of grace on them to really be an anchor in these times. And so do beautiful works of art like this movie, I Still Believe, that you guys have put together. Tell me a little bit, and I'm going to ask you to make a shameless plug, and feel free to just be honest, but I want people to understand, I'm guessing there is some financial recouping that needs to be done since this didn't get the long run that you were hoping for in the theaters. So as this comes available on DVD, and Blu-ray on May 5th, how important is it for people to continue to support this and purchase it and share it and be blessed by it, but to support you guys in that way? Give us a little bit of your angle of perspective on that.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll give you the $5 later. I promised you for plugging like that for us. I think that your movie ticket is always your vote, and then all of a sudden the ability to vote for the films that you want to see was taken away because movie theaters had to shut down. And so we had to scramble to do that. And thank goodness for the VOD release and Lionsgate thinking on their toes. But there's nothing that's going to replace a theatrical campaign. Mm. And the amount of resources that Lionsgate's invested in this is significant. Really right now in this time where the whole industry is losing a lot of money, they're really evaluating what kind of products that they want to invest their dollars in.
Wow.
And so right now, the best way you can vote is by purchasing this kind of film and saying, this is the kind of stories we want to see more of.
Yeah.
Because right now, they're really paying attention, and it's a bottom line type thing. And so there is a lot on the line there of saying, hey, this stories like this have an audience. And we were well on our way to doing that in the theaters, and God and his sovereign will allowed something else to happen, and we're trusting in that, but the best way that people can support it now is on DVD.
I love that. Thank you for a very honest answer. It's exactly what I was hoping you would give. We always encourage our audience to go and support films like this, because people do watch where the dollars flow, and that makes a big difference on the product that they either continue or decide to stop putting out there. Please thank your affiliates at Lionsgate for us. This film couldn't have come at a more important time, and I think it literally has been making history in a different way, perhaps, than you guys saw coming or anticipated. But again, I think the title was so prophetic, and only a God that we serve could know something like that and have it be truly prepared for such a time as this. So, Andy, thank you so much. We always enjoy talking to you. Love your heart, love your communication abilities. I'm just so blessed by the films that you and your brother have put out over the last few years. And may God just open the floodgates wide for you to continue to do what He has anointed you to and put on your hearts to do, because it makes such kingdom impact. This is not a small thing to touch millions of lives like you guys do. So thank you, and know that we are behind you 100%. And I encourage our audience to go out and check this DVD and Blu-ray out and purchase it. Go Christmas shopping way early and buy tons of copies for your friends. And please support our dear brothers in the work that God's called them to. Andy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Carlene. It's always a privilege to talk to you, and it's always an uplifting experience, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
I would love that. Please keep us in the loop of future projects. We want to support you guys in any way we can, and I genuinely mean that. So,
all right. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.